This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
ANZ and Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras have opened applications for a national LGBTI community grants program, which will provide grants of up to $10,000 to LGBTI not-for-profit organisations, charities and individuals to help support their local LGBTI communities. Dina Curie finds out more.
Instead of looking somewhere over the rainbow, Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras and ANZ have joined forces to provide greater support under the rainbow, with a national community arts program that will provide financial funding for a wide range of purposes, including education and training, community development and creation, arts and culture, and more. Something Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras CEO, Teresa Kasu, is very proud of.
We are so excited about this program. It's been in development with ANZ for some time. And where this came from was, you know, us sitting back as an organisation with our partners and questioning, you know, what is our role nationally? What is Mardi Gras' role nationally? How do we embrace that? How do we develop that? And how do we reach out particularly to our regional and remote communities, and particularly, you know, our isolated communities that don't get access to Mardi Gras? So that's where those discussions came from. And then we wanted to make sure that we were looking very broadly across what we call community. So look, arts and culture are such an important part of what we do, but let's look at outside of those boundaries. So let's look at the sporting, you know, our LGBTQI sporting communities. So much good happens in those places. So much amazing discussion happens through those kind of, you know, informal groups in regional areas and communities. So the broader we could go with these grants, we thought the better. So there are three components to the grants: arts and culture. You could be a young writer, you could be a theatre group, you could be, you know, a choir, you could be anything of those. The other area we were looking at was community education. So looking at bringing in, you might be bringing in an international or a national speaker talking about mental health, for example, or, you know, safe schools programs for your community to understand that better. And of course, the other area is community groups, including sporting groups. So yes, that's where it came from. You know, we have a big vision for this. This isn't just a one-year program. This hopefully is going to be an annual program and go on for, you know, years to come. And what we're hoping to see out of this is a whole lot of these connectivity, like a connectivity growth. So even by the connectivity of one group and another, maybe, you know, 50 kilometres radius, then opening that up to partnerships between communities, partnerships between towns, partnerships between cities and towns. So hoping that this discussion will start to bring that connectivity to our community. You know, you'll see one community working with another community maybe 50 kilometres away, and then over time that community might be working with a city group, and the partnerships begin and beget and beget and beget, and this is how we start to grow connectivity. That's what we are calling participation with Mardi Gras. You may never end up at Mardi Gras parade. We hope that many more people do, but you can be attached to Mardi Gras without being city and Sydney centric.
It's wonderful to see Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras in its 40th year work in partnership to create a grants program like this, which is well beyond the borders of a parade or a festival or even a party. From protest to pride, we've seen an evolution of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras over the past 40 years, evolving to meet the needs of the community in other ways in partnership with ANZ. It's a change we're starting to see a lot more within our community organisations, as they not only evolve to meet the growing needs of our communities, but re-identify how they can do this in the best possible way.
Our community will see a lot of change in that direction coming from Mardi Gras. There's an incredibly active board at the moment who are, you know, just terrific and really inspired and really skilled, and a great team that are coming together and creating new strategic visions for the organisation that are back to the base, back to the root and heart of Mardi Gras, about being, you know, there for social justice, there for human rights and there for equality. That doesn't mean that, you know, we still won't have our big, you know, end of town parties, but a whole lot more participation and events and partnerships with Mardi Gras that look across the world.
Now, grant writing isn't for everybody, so the prospect of applying for a grant where you could get up to $10,000 for your community group or organisation can be pretty daunting. But also many organisations and community groups are formed out of grassroots action or even acknowledgement of isolation. So stepping up and asking for what you need is something you need to be able to do, and something that CASU encourages everyone across Australia to be a part of.
There are categories to be guided by, but if you have an idea or an event or that doesn't fit into those categories, we are absolutely open, and there is active space on the application form if you don't fit into any category. We encourage that. We also encourage people, you don't have to ask for $10,000. Ask for what you need and think broadly about that, because you can come back next year and apply for the next component of your development. So you might start small and then look to grow that. We want people to look at the kind of the program in a broader context. And what will make your application successful is how it gives back to community. That is kind of the key criteria of this. Everything that this application is based on is giving back and benefiting community. Now, we know that those outcomes might not all be immediate. We know that sometimes those benefits, you know, come over a number of months or a number of years. As long as you can articulate that, we are all ears.
This is something the chair of the ANZ Pride Network, Melissa Tandy, agrees with.
Just apply and have a go at it and go through the process. So they can go onto the mardigras.org.au/grants site and try and work through the application and just put it in and share a little bit about, think about what this grant is actually going to mean to them as well. And there's no harm in applying. It'll just give them a really great opportunity to maybe access this funding. So have a go, and if you think it's going to add value and impact the community in which they're operating, then I think that's a great thing to do.
I just can't say enough about ANZ at the moment. You know, regardless of what's going on for many of our big banks across Australia, you know, this is our 13th year going in with ANZ. They're such an incredibly and open and broad thinking when it comes to development of community. And, you know, they've had an incredible sports program themselves and a grants program attached to that. And they've watched grassroots programs that, you know, you even to $1,000 or $2,000 to a young netball team can mean everything. You know, so they've seen that and they've learnt from that. The other thing that we want to make sure that Mardi Gras is doing, that we become a leadership organisation on a national level, but also reaching out to our Pride networks in every state and making sure that we have connectivity to all the amazing work that they're doing as well.
As CASU said, it's thanks to the partnership of ANZ and Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras that these national community grants are available. And Tandy is hoping that LGBTI people and organisations from every corner of Australia will think about how they want to give back to their community and apply.
Oh, it's quite amazing. And I think the amazing part is the breadth that the grant program actually, not just in dollar terms, but also in the breadth of the program of what you can do either as an individual or a not-for-profit organisation. You know, if we can help them with things like, you know, visual artwork or supporting a specific initiative, and the fact that it's out in regional areas as well, I think is fantastic, because often these programs don't reach right across the countryside. And I think that's really important for us to acknowledge that Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras and ANZ are looking nationally, not just in the capital cities. At the moment, we only have small grants in specific areas. So by broadening this out, and with it being up to $10,000, it means we can support just the range of initiatives that perhaps don't get the support or attention, and certainly not to this dollar value, that really need it within their local communities. So I think it's awesome.
Helping to be a part of the community grants for LGBTI Australians is something Tandy is very proud of on behalf of the ANZ Pride Network.
We have a great opportunity to help our employees internally at ANZ, and we've been long-standing supporters of Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras for over a decade now. We've marched, and this has really been an opportunity and I think an insight of us, from us as well, to say there's more that we can be doing out in the communities, and partnering with Mardi Gras is a great opportunity for us to have that much broader reach. So for us, it's about being authentic on the inside of our organisation, but also reaching out and helping our community groups too. We don't often get the opportunity as employees as well to be a part of these sorts of programs. And when it's a partnership like Mardi Gras, you can extend it beyond just marching or being at Fair Day. Now we actually get to partner and reach out to community groups that we don't normally get to touch. So I think this is, we're pretty proud about it. It's going to be an awesome initiative. I think it's going to be marvellous. So very, very unique, and very proud to be a part of it.
Applications for ANZ and Sydney Mardi Gras community grants are open right now until the 1st of July, with successful applicants announced on the 16th of July. For more information, please visit mardigras.org.au/grants.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.